Okay. We saw yesterday the Gemara about the case of Hutzin Yordin Betoch Chaf Ama. And the din is, if those Hutzin, those tips of the branches of Tzrach, are Tzilasa Merula Mechamasan Sheira, and if they're not, Mechamasan Meruba, then Pasam. That's the Gemara over here. Okay. Let's see what Tosis has to say, and then we'll open up the discussion. Of course, we had a frame of reference yesterday for what we're going to be discussing. Back to Tosis. V'chutzin yardin v'tochaf v'yim toma. Kishetzilaso meruba mechamaso amaik sheira. Just because the hutzin, the tips of the branches that are yardin v'tochaf, happen to be more tzeil than sun, why should that be kosher? After all, ha'ikaushis, hayu ha'hutzin noflin. If you would peel away the top layer of the schach, meaning the ikar schach, so the hutzin would not remain. It would get, wouldn't have enough strength to remain there. They're just leaves and tips of branches. They would fall down. And that should cause a problem, therefore, that we should not allow this schach, these hutzin, to be machshe the sukkah, because just because they're below chaf. In other words, Tosis is working with the assumption, of course, based on the sugya and Ervin, as we brought out yesterday, that the only way they can be machshir schach, that is partially in the right place, umata michaf, and partially umal michaf, is to be able to imagine that the top layer of schach is peeled away, and therefore you can separate the part that's in the right place and see it as independent piece of schach. Otherwise, you would say that the entire schach is one entity, and if it's one entity and part of it is in the wrong place, then that's a problem. That's why you have to come on to this idea of close. And therefore, now Tosis presents the question, but wait a second. If you're going to peel away the top layer, the part that's l'mal mechav, the part that's below chav will not remain in a state of tzosa merub mechamas. And this is where Tosis sends us to the sugya in Erevin. Ki da'ashkechan be'erevin, gabi miksas chach betochaf, u miksas chach l'mala. So we have a case there of part of the schach being below chaf and part above. The paslinan hasukkah, that we consider the sukkah pasul, why? The chikaush isla, because if you peel away the top part, ha'viloch ha'masam rub mitzilasa, you're going to be left with the status of chamasim u'mitzilasim. Now, Tosis has to elaborate here and explain what does that mean. When we say that we passel the schach that's partly below and partly above, in an instance where if you would peel away the top part, you'd have chamasim u'mitzilasim, what does it mean? Doesn't mean that right now, in the state that you have of the lower level schach, it's chamasim mitzilasim. No, to the contrary. Right now, you have tzilasim meruba. But it's going to become, eventually, turn into chamasim mitzilasim. The meaning of that statement of the Gemara that Tosis is quoting, we'll see exactly where it appears in the Gemara, exactly as Tosis is referring to it. Tosis is saying, kida amrit, kida ashkechan be'erevin, such a case, that's pasul. And the reason being, the chikal shes haviloch hamas mitzilas, va kochach perusho, ufi shalo yachol is kaim haschach betoch esrin, that the schach, that the lower layer schach, would not be able to remain in the state that it's in to provide rov tzeil, because the machmas krishuso here means because of the weakness of it, yavo haruach v'yefazer, the wind will blow it away, or yipo will fall. Now, what keeps it intact is the higher level, the top level, which is above chaf. That must be what it means over there. Because what would have been the alternative? Tosfos going to now reject the alternative. The ein lafarish, that afilu hay miskayim kach, habri chamasim ruba. In other words, the alternative way to read that Gemara, that case that the Gemara passels, that have the ikalishes havelecha masim mitzilasa would be to interpret that just as it is right now, if you would peel away the top layer, you'd have chamasim mitzilasa. Tos is now rejecting that as he's now proceeding to do. But let's just understand that what Tos is driving at. Suppose we would learn that way, then there'd be no kasha nar sugya. That's what Tos is saying. Right? Just follow the cheshbon of Tosis. Tosis is supporting his question by Hutzin, by proving Pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. Tosis quotes in the Gemara in Erevin, Ki the Ashkechan, the Erevin, is that a case of Mitzvah Lamala, Mitzvah Schach, Lamata, Dechikalish is Havale, quote Hamas Mitzilasa, has one of two interpretations. And Tosis is forcing us to embrace one interpretation, not the other. That what does it mean? It means not that right now it's in a state of Hamas. It doesn't provide enough sale by itself, that layer. But it will become that because of it won't have the support of the higher level layer. And that's where Tosis proceeds to ask the Kasha and our Gemara as well, that after all, how can be machshir in the case of the Hutzin that a below Chaf, if Silasa Meruba, if you peel away the top layer, the Hutzin are going to disappear, they're going to fall away. But were I to interpret the Gemara that Tosis is quoting in Arabic differently, were I to interpret the meaning of that Gemara, that the Ikalshas Havalei Chamasim Mitzilasa, to mean that the layer itself, the Etzem, does not provide Silasa Meruba, if I would take away the top part, it's the top part that's combining to give you the full amount of Silasa Meruba, the requisite amount of Tzeil. But the lower level, Tzchach, the part that's below Chav, does not have in it enough tzeil. If that were to be the meaning of that Gemara, then it'd be no kasha here. And why not? Because what am I asking over here? If you take away the top layer, what's going to happen? It's going to evolve and turn into chamasim u'mitzilasa. So where do I find that that's a problem? In other words, the top layer is preventing it from becoming chamasim u'mitzilasa. So where do I find that's a reason not to say this rule of ikalshus? In other words, the basis to be machshir Tosis is saying has to be the rule of ikalshus. If I peel away the top layer, I see the bottom layer, I see the hutzin as separate. But Tosis is challenging that by saying, but the Gemara says in Erevin, that ikalshus is not going to work if what? If once I take away the top layer, the bottom layer will become chamasim meruba, but that's what would happen by the hutzin. Where do I see that in that Gemara? Because the Gemara uses the words that the ikash is havli chamas mitzilasa. But that could mean one of two things. That could mean that the case that we're discussing is that bottom layer is chamas mitzilasa. And that's what the Gemara means. That prevents ikash. I can't be machshir with peeling it away. Just peeling it away, I'm left right now with not enough tzeil. But if that were the pshat, then there's no kasha in our sugya. Because in our sugya, the situation is that the hutsin do have sufficient sale right now in what they're giving you. The only thing is, if I wouldn't have the support of the top of the ikar branches, then the hutsin would end up falling down. Okay, but who says it, that that's a reason not to apply the rule of ikashas? Lamaisa, the fact is that the hutsin do have sufficient sale. And if I peel away the top layer, so what could happen, what would happen, it's not concerning. But Tosis says, but the Gemara there that disqualifies the rule of Ikalshis, because Havali Chamas Mitzilasa, the meaning of that Gemara is not that right now the layer of lower schach is Chamas Meruba. No, the case is that the layer of lower schach is Silasa Meruba, but it won't have the support from the higher level of schach, and therefore it will eventually turn into chamas meruba, and that's what the Gemara is discussing as disqualifying that case, and therefore the kasha becomes the kasha na Gemara. This is the basic cheshbon Tosis is trying to show. Now watch this proof. Now Tosis is going to show you. I'm convinced that must be the pshat in that Gemara. Let's see. Va'al karcha. In order to prove his kasha, he has to prove the pshat in that Gemara. So he's asking the Kasha Nar Gemara, Ikaushas Havri Chamas Mitzilasa, because they're going to fall down. Like we say over there, in that Gemara in Erevin. You have no choice but to interpret that what does it mean in that Gemara, Ikaus es Havilei, and so on, Lefisha lo yachol es kayim aschach betoch esrim, it won't be able to remain in the status of Tzilas and Ruba. It's going to become eventually Chamas and Ruba. Demachmas klishuso, because of its being weak, you don't have that support of the heavier, support of the higher part of the schach, yavo roch v'yefazer o yipo. So the wind will scatter the part of the schach that's below, or it will fall down. The ein lefaresh, because you can't choose to explain over there that afilu ha'miskayim kach havlichamas ha'meruba. That what the Gemara means is that even if it would be right now, miskayim kach, not because of what will be with the wind. If it would be right now in that situation, it is chamas ha'meruba. That could not be what the Gemara means. Had that been the pshat, then this kash over here, fayhutzin, would not be a kash. But that's not the pshat in the Gemara in Erevin. Why can't that be the pshat? Shebazeh lo hayu machshirin inoch amaroida hasam. Then there would be no other amaroim. Tosis is referring to the fact that there is a lishna basra in the Gemara Erevin that says that the case of mixas chachamal or mixas chachamata is kasher by sukkah. But there couldn't be anyone that will be machshir that. Because if the case that we're discussing there of mixas chachamal, mixas chachamata is that you do not have enough in the lower level by itself to provide sail, you would have to come on to the top layer to give me the combination of enough sail, then then you're going to fall into another trap. Now you're going to deal with the problem that the Gemara presents on Daf Tes, that there's a chesaron of mitzdarv schach pas by schach kasha. If there is not enough schach say and have enough tzeil and schach kasher, that's precisely where you have the problem of mitzdarv, and therefore nobody can be machshir. Tos says inoch amaray, he means the session of basra. Perhaps he means also what comes after that in the Gemara. We have to eventually deal with halal sukkah tonight. But whatever Tosis is referring to, the amarayim there that are machshir by sukkah, in that case discussed in the Gemara. And it could not be that there are anyone is machshir in a case where you have to come on to the tzeil of the lamala michaf to be machshir the sukkah, because that's the problem of mitzdarf. Tosis is of the opinion here that schach amal michaf is labeled as what? As schach pas. And in order to say that you don't have the problem of mitzdarf schach pas, that's schach kasher, you have to say that there obviously is enough sail in the lower level schach. And this is, of course, directly consistent with what Tosis we mentioned yesterday in Shin beginning. Tosis where daf tes amid beis, that says that the problem mitzdarev schach pas kasher does not exist when I have enough sail in the schach kasher. It's only a problem if I need a command to the tziruf to create enough sufficient sail. The Tosis who holds that way, but as far as a case where it's not sufficient sail in the lower level schach, that's exactly where you would have a problem, because schach amal michav does count as schach pas, and therefore nobody can be machshir because you have the problem mitzdar. And therefore it must be that the Gemara is discussing a case where basher hula atzmo, that lower level schach, has enough sail. And if that's true, there's still a problem yet that Hitos is quoting from the Gemara, that but lemaisa, what's going to happen if you take away the higher level schach? It's going to become, because of the lack of support, it's going to become chamasa meruba. No, that same problem exists over here. So how can it be that here by hutzin we'd say it's kash? That's the tight words of Tosis, just to simply lay it out. Now, simple question that we have to ask ourselves, having seen the Gemara in Erevin, I'm sure everybody was trying to figure this out today. Tosis makes it seem like Kedashkechan, the Erevin, that we pass with that case. Let's look, closer look at the Gemara in Erevin. Is that exactly what the Gemara says? The Gemara says, black on white, that we pass with that case because of this issue of Ikaushis Havila. Where does the Ikaushis Havila Hamas Mitzvah appear in the Gemara? As a definitive statement to Paso? Not at all. Where does this line appear? As part of a Shaka Vitaria in the Gemara. The Gemara quotes a statement of Rabba, Lishnakama, Lishnabasra, that differentiates between Sukkah and Mavud. Lishnakama differentiates in one direction, Sukkah is Pasul, Mavud is Kasher. Lishnabasra differentiates in the other direction, Sukkah is Kasher, Mavud is Pasul. The Gemara doesn't understand why there's any basis to distinguish. So Lishnakama, the Gemara challenges the psak that was quoted b'shem Rabba, that Sukkah is Pasul, Mavud is Kasher. The Gemara uses this Ikalshus Havila as part of its argument that that's a reason to pasul, but if you do so, if you follow that line of reason, then you should pasul equally in both cases, by Mavi too. And then the Gemara provides a counter argument that maybe, why won't you pasul by Mavi? Because you could say, true, if I peel away the higher part of the color of the beam, I'm left with a beam that doesn't have the sufficient weight to be able to be kosher in Teles Baruch, but no, I can look at it differently. Which means, as Rashi explains a little later on in the Lishna Kabbasra, the point is that I'm not really taking it away, it's here, but I'm considering it to be a separate unit from the bottom part. It's like I can strip away the top layer in order to view the lower layer as its own schach. But lemaisa, the lower layer has the reality of what is being provided by that higher level, which does in fact exist here. I'm not really removing it. I'm just imagining it away to allow me to see the low level as separate from it. But it does have the maila that's provided it by the higher level. Havilikish. When Shabbazah says, Gemara, the same thing should be by Sukkah. Havilah. Imkein havilah tzulas mumichamas. So I shouldn't assume that there's a problem. So the Gemara made an argument of havilah tzulas mumichamas, but then say it should be the same thing by Mavui, and if it's not a problem by Mavui, it should be no problem by Sukkah. And then in the later Lashon of Rabbi goes in the other direction. Here he says, Sukkah is kasher, Mavui is pasul. So the Gemara says, why are you telling me that Mavui is pasul? Or why are you telling me Sukkah is kasher? Because of Klosh, say Klosh by Mavui. If you say Klosh by Mavui, you're going to have a problem because the beam is not strong enough to be kasher because you peeled away the top. But the answer is that it's okay because... So then the problem is by Sukkah as well. But that Elamai, why is Sukkah better? Because Nasis Tzilasim Rumechamasa. Which means that I can access the benefit of the higher part of the schach, and I view that as being part of the qualities of the lower level schach, even as I strip away the top layer and imagine that the low level stands apart, but it can still have the maila that does in fact get contributed to it by the higher level schach. So too by Mavui. Okay, so Lamaisa, at the end of the day, is there any Gemara that says that Havilah, and Tosa interprets that to mean that it will become Chamasim Ruba, is there any Gemara that says that that's why it's Pasul? So what does Tosa mean? Now, what does the Gemara say about saying the Sukkah is Pasul? So, first of all, what Lashon of the Gemara says that Sukkah is Pasul? The Lishna Kama of Rabba, the Lishna Basra of Rabba. The Lishna Kama. So, L'chara, the first thing you have to say, before we say anything else, and we'll see, what we're saying now is really come out in the Purish and Tosis Erevin, but we'll learn it now in our Tosis and we'll work it through outside. So, L'chara Tosis to ask Akasha, kid, ask Achan the Erevin, that there's a psul of Sukkah, Tosis says, tell you why it's psul, because Havila, Tosis is clearly not thinking about the Lishna Basra. Because if the Lishna Basra says it's kosher, then there's no problem by Hutsin. Right? So obviously, Tosis could not have been asking like Lishna Basra. So, Lishna Kama, Rabbi says Sukkah is pasul. So how did the Gemara end up? Why is Sukkah pasul? Mavui is kosher, Sukkah is pasul. So why is that? What's the difference? So the Gemara has two suggestions. One is provided by one Amora, Rabba Mipazakya, and the other provided by Ravina. So let's go with Ravina for a second, okay? So what does Ravina say? Ravina says that the reason why Sukkah is going to be pasul b'kehay gavnav mixas l'pschachamal mixas halamata is because sukkah de oraisa achmir barabban. Unlike mavid rabbanan lachmir barabbanan. So it comes out the entire problem of this case by sukkah is a din de rabbanan, clear in Ravina. Din de rabbanan. Rabban wa machmir by sukkah. Okay. So that's where we see that there's a psul by sukkah in this case. So now what would be the kasha? And here by Hutzin we have the din that it's kasha. The Tosis is asking, but klosh is what's necessary to make it kasha, and klosh doesn't work. Because if I take away the top layer, I'm left with a situation that's going to deteriorate to chamasa meruba. Where does that lie in the words of midrabbanan achmiru, sukkah derais achmir barabbanan? Kinir'eh, Tosis learned pshat in Ravina. It was when Ravina says, sukkah d'oraisa achmir barabbanan, he didn't just mean, stam, the chacham want to be machmir. Sukkah is a din d'oraisa, want to be machmir, we don't like this case. Tosis learned pshat in Ravina, that the pshat of the chachamim who disqualified this case was based on elamdus. What would be the reason to be machshir? Again, we see that the only reason that you can be machshir a case like this, Tosis assuming, is this yisod called klosh. You have to imagine that the bottom layer is separate from the top, it's an independent piece of schach. But Ravina is explaining that midrabbanan, they were machmir, namely the chachamim were choosing not to accept the principle of klosh, and bring us back to the default problem that we can't allow the sukkah to be kosher, because kosher is not going to help us. Why won't it help us? Because of the issue that was introduced in the Gemara just before, it's part of the Shaka Vitaria. That kosher has a counter argument that ikalshis havelei chamasam mitzilasa. And Tosus takes that to mean that if you take away the top layer, the lower layer will not sustain itself, and it will become eventually chamasam meruba. So Tosis is going to learn that's what Ravina means. In other words, Ravina is not coming out of the blue with a new point to tell us sukkah deraisa achmir barabbanan. Ravina is addressing what was just discussed as part of the back and forth in the Gemara. The Gemara was giving us one argument in favor of being machshir b'shneihem, namely havilei kishpudin shel barzel, havilei tzilas mechamasa. Now, klosh will work, and klosh will still allow us to imagine the lower schach with the maila of the upper schach and still be seen as distinct from it. On the other hand, the other argument would be, no, klosh cannot work. Because if you say klosh, you're going to be left with a problem here. The lower level korah, the lower level schach, is not going to be able to sustain itself to be kashin. And the Gemara says, manafshach. If you're going to say klosh doesn't work, then it should never work. And if it's going to work, then it should work everywhere. Comes Ravina and says, I'll tell you why it's different. Why do we choose to be passing by sukkah and be machshir by mavui? Because sukkah d'oraisa achmir barabbanan. Meaning that there they decide to embrace the argument of ikalshis havilah chamasa b'mitzilas. That we say klosh, we're not going to go with klosh. We're going to see the problem that klosh is going to lead us down a path that you're not going to be left with enough tzeil below. And that's because sukkah is d'oraisa. Mavid Rabbanan, there we'll accept the argument that, the counter argument that what? That the Havilah Shpunish Abarza. That's how Tosus must have learned Ravina. Did I invent this on my own to say Pshat that way in our Tosus? Seemingly it's Mepurish and Tosus Erevin. That the Pshat of Ravina, that Sukkah Derais Achmir Rabbanan, is based on what? On the words that Tosus is putting into that Sak Halacha, that Ikaushis Havilah Chamasim Mitzilasa. Where do I see it in Tosis Ervin? Black on white. Take a look. Just, we'll come back to the whole Tosis. But just when Tosis sets up the Kasha, Aval, just toward the end of the Kasha, we'll come back to the lines before in a second. Just before the V'yei Shloma. Because this is the Kasha Tosis is asking. That the Hutzin are going to fall down if you take away the Iker Schach. So Tosis Aval or Avina Kasha. The mashma, the mishum sukkah d'oraisa, see what he says, mishum sukkah d'oraisa, that's what Ravina said, psula, continue, mishum ikalshis v'chuli. What's the v'chuli? Well, put in the words for v'chuli, ikalshis?
Yeah.
Havilach, Hamasim, Mitzilas. That's the basis for Ravina Pasulim. So Tosfos is focusing his kasha specifically on what Ravina said to explain why Sukkah is Pasul, and Tosfos explains Ravina's reason of the Sukkah Miru based on Ikaushis Havilah. And this is why Tosfos simply goes right to the Svara of Ikaushis Havilah and asking the kasha. Namely, he's focusing on the Manda Amar that says Pasul. And Ravina says, because Achmir Barabanan, and Tosfos understood it to be based on the fact that Ikaushis fails the test because it's going to become Chamasa Merubah. Comes out something interesting. You read the Tosfos without knowing very much, and you assume, the average person reads Tosfos and Sukkah, doesn't know anything about Sukkah, the Sugya in Erevin, the letter of the Tosfos in Erevin, right? So what are they going to assume? Tosfos Kasha is that we should have a problem by Hudson on what level? That shouldn't be Kasha on what level should it be possible? With the Raisa. Now we look at the fine print, not at all. You look at Gemara in Erevin, Tosfos in Erevin, Tosfos Kasha of Ikaushis Havila Chamasim Mitzilasa means, and therefore should be possible with Rabbanah. That's already something to take note of. Tosfos Kasha is Yipasim Midrabana. Now this is Ravina. Let's go backwards. Before Ravina, in the Gemara, there was another Svara that was presented. Rabbi Parzakia said that a different Svara. Sukkah de liyachidi lo mitkar. Mabu de Rabbanan mitkari adadi. That's why Sukkah is worse than lovely. Sukkah is for an individual. He could miss the fact that maybe all the schach will end up being on top and he won't correct it. And it's and therefore we have to be more concerned that there will be a potential problem here. We can't even allow the case which mixas lamala, mixas lamata, because it could end up being a case where it's all lamala and he's not going to know the difference. But mavui, which is for many people, they will remind each other. So if the bottom part gets rotted and it becomes all amala, they'll right away fix it. No, according to this svara, would there be a kasha by Hutzin? So let's pass so also by Hutzin. Sukkah is after all, it's liyachid. So would Tosfos be asking as well? Now this achmir barabanan of the first reason, I mean, so what is it? Psul deraisa, psul derabanan. Also psul derabanan. It's a gzeira. But would that therefore be a reason also to pass it by the Hudson case? So Tosfos here is vague. Tosfos just asked the kasha based on the kashas. Now you don't know what to make of this first reason. Is this first reason also based on the kashas? Or is it stomach zera? But if it's stomach zera, so then we have to ask ourselves, does the reason for the zera apply by Hudson as well? I mean, and even if it's because based on the zera, they didn't accept the kashas, but the zera has to be relevant. The reason for it has to be relevant. So Tosfos in Erevin addresses this. And Tosfos seems to be clear that there would be no kasha on that svara. Only on Ravina is it a kasha. So go back a couple of lines. Tosfos says, I mean, if you wish, we can start from the beginning, because basically the first part of Tosfos in Erevin is basically our, you know, it's our Tosfos in Sukkah. So let's take it until the point that we get to the Teretz. Ikaushis havu chamasim mitzilasa, mefarish ri. What's pshat in the Gemara, chamasim mitzilasa, ayidei sheyabo haruach biyafazer. What's the pshat of the Gemara? Ikaushis havileda, it's going to become that. The wind is going to scatter it. If you tell me just the peeling itself without any intervention of the wind, just that itself, and then your toast is not okay. So Tosfos is starting to set up the case to set up the kasha. This is the Baal Karchach that we have in our Tosfos. That's how Tosfos starts off in Erevin. And now that he said that, he established the Pshat of Havyulach Hamasa to mean it will become that. Now comes the Kasha from Hutzin. Everybody with me, yeah? The Kasha The Amar Perkami the Sukkah, I said, Vol Chofama, Hoots and Yard and Tochaf, and says, Mohammed Sakshera, and Rapsula, Vamaik Shera. Valo e Kaushis lay Yipro Hoots and Lamata. No, this is exactly the Kasha that we have in our sources. So now when Tosus proceeds to work out this Kasha, he says, according to who am I asking this Kasha? Says Tosus, number one, Ulishna Basra Dahacha Asishapir. So the first thing you know is, Rishna Basra, no problem. Rishna Basra says, Sukkah's Kasha, so no good. So it's good by Sukkah, it's good in the case of Schach, Mixas, and Mixas, it's good by Hutzin. So that's for sure not a problem. So now let's go to Rishna Kam. This Tosfos here, Ulabalim Pazakia Nami, the Mefarish, Mishim, the Sukkah, the Yachid, he, Vilo Midkar. Still Asi Shapir, that also is not a problem. Why? The Gabi Hutzin, Ikala Meimar, the Yardin Harbe Lamata, the Lekalam Examidi. Testosis, the Gzeira would not apply by Hutzin. The Gzeira is that what will happen is it will ultimately become, okay, you won't realize it, and it will end up being everything Amala. Where is that possible? If there's Mixa Schach Lamata, so then that Mixa Schach get ratted, as Rashi says, and then you'll end up with all the Schach Amala, and you won't notice it. However, over here, where Hutzin, Yordan, Harbe Lamata, there's a lot of these tips, they're going. There's so many of them, so it's not going to become a problem. So Tosa says, so therefore the Xera doesn't apply. So where does the Kasha relate? Ava Ravina Kasha. The Masma, the Mishum Sukkah Doraisa Psua, and here the words, Mishumi Kashas, and so on. So the Kasha in Tosa's Erevin, you see, I think, a Giloy and Tosa's in Sukkah. The Tosa's in Sukkah makes it like, oh, how could it work? By Hutzin, Ayi Kaushis, Havila, the problem of the Gemara and Erevin, the fine print in Gemara and Erevin indicates, as Tosus and Erevin makes clear, the Kasha is only according to Lishna Kama, and furthermore, it's only a Kasha according to Ravina, who gives the Svara of Besukah Darais Achmiru, which Tosus took to mean because of the Kaushis will not work. This is L'chaira, the Pshat and Tosus Kasha. Again, the Kasha is predicated on having to learn Pshat in the Sugya, in Erevin, that Ikashis Havel Chamas Mitzigasa, that it will become such, not that it is that way right away when you peel it away. The Etzim right away, there's sale, sufficient sale, but it will become because of the wind, because of the lack of support. Were I to learn that the Gemara is talking about a case where I don't have enough to begin with in sale, then all I see in that Gemara is that's when I don't say Ikaushis. But a case by Hutzin where I have enough sale, so then there's no problem. Then I understand why it's Kashin. But given that the Pshat is not that way, Tosfos says, why can't the Pshat be that way? Because then how could there be Amanda Amareda that says it's Kasher? After all, what happened to Mishtar Tzchach Basel Tzchach Kasher? Because after all, Tzchach Amal Michaf is in fact Tzchach Basel. So therefore, it's got to be the other case, that there is sufficient sale ba'asher hu la'atzmo, it's just that it could become chamasa meruba. And that's where you do have a problem of ikaushis havala, and that's where Ravina is coming with Rabbana to say there's a psul, and therefore the problem becomes, why is hutzin kash? Right? Elementary cheshbon, right? Good. After you work at it, it becomes easy. That's the mile of learning Torah, right? I think only because you put in Yigiyah this morning, I think that we have, hopefully, everybody has Pshat right now. This is the Katsu we're holding in terms of the Kash. Any questions, clarifications, suggestions? Yes, Nalia.
Okay, so when we first developed Tosfos' Shita, it was by the Gemara of Sukkah Tachas Ilan, by the question of Hakam Mitzdaret.
Yeah.
So we said Tosfos holds that as long as the bottom has Silas and Ruben and Hamasa, the top will never be Mitzdaret like that to cause a problem.
Right, so, and so it is over there.
So all Tosfos, but when we developed Tosfos Shita, that was by the case of Sukkah Tachas Ilan.
Whatever Tzchach Pasul Mitzdaret Chakasher is a problem, it's only going to be a problem when the Tzchach Kasher is not enough sale. That's the cause. It's not going to matter what the Tzchach Pasul is. From Tosfos' perspective, Tzchach Amal Michaf is the same as Mechubar. This Rabbeinu Tam is going to differ on that. But Tosfos' Shita is Tzchach Amal Michaf equals Tzchach Pasul. And Kishem that by Ilan Tosus established for us that if you have enough schach kosher lamata, then the Ilan's schach, which is mechubar, is not going to spoil it. So it's the same thing by schach amal nechav. If I have enough lamata, then there's no problem with mitzvah. I mean, we're not doing the ins and outs of the sugya mitzvah, but that there's no difference between the cases. Tosus feels, but mitzvah would be a problem. Right, if I had not enough sale, and that problem therefore would exist by Lomal Mechav as well, because that's an example of Schach Pasuk.
And remember, Rabbeinu Tam holds that it can't.
We'll get to Rabbeinu Tam. We're not there. Let's hold with where we are. Okay, we're going slow.
So even though it's just by Elon, we could still say also.
Yeah. Rabbeinu Tam, we're going to come. That's the second part. Tosis here does not quote Rabbeinu Tam on Daf Dalet. Daf Tesi does. But how it's going to play out in Sugya in Erevin versus Hutzin, that's what we spoke yesterday. It's going to be a different, it's going to be a verse kasha for a Rabbeinu Tam, but it's going to, we'll get there. Just, yeah.
Would we say, maybe say that Tosfos is excluding Ravina, that when Ravina said that the Rabbana were Machmir, they weren't Machmir, that we wouldn't say Klosh, but they were Machmir, that even if you say Klosh, we wouldn't use the
tzirif
of
Naseh, Kitzasa, Nechamasa. No, that's the way of saying, you know, that if you're not going to say Naseh, then what are you saying? What are you going back to?
I think they can hold by Klosh, but they're just not going to say the concept of
it seems that Klosh is a concept that's necessary to be Machshir. And if Klosh is a svar that works, then you have to know why it doesn't work over here.
Maybe Ravina would agree with Klosh, but he wouldn't agree with the tzirif because of the rest. I think that when Tosus
I found the Tosus in Ervin, and I think this clear Tosus here is learning differently.
If it was really because that he doesn't hold by closure, say it would be
Again, how did we read it? No, that's what I told everybody. Fill in the Bechuli. Get back to that line of Tosis. Ava Rabina Kasha, the Mashma, the Mishum Sokadarais of Sura, Mishum, get ready, quote, E Kaushis Bechuli. What's that Mishum? Now fill in the blank. Mishum, E Kaushis. Havalei Hamasim Mitzilasa. Because that's what Tosfos is asking by Hutzin, that they're going to fall. And that does create a problem of not allowing for Kosh, because they're not going to be sustained as Silasa Meruba. And Tosfos says, he sees that in Ravina. What does he see in Ravina? So the answer is, because Tosfos learned the Gemara, that when Ravina spoke, he wasn't speaking in a vacuum. Ravina is responding to a back and forth that was presented in the Gemara, an argument and a counter-argument. The argument on the one hand was, Ikaushis, you can't be machshir with Klosh because Havila, Hamasa, Mitzilasa. But then how can you machshir by Mavui? Ikaushis, Havil, Koran, Talis, Beruach. But the answer is, why is it okay by Mavui? Because you didn't really get rid of the top layer. You're imagining it's not there, but it's really here to the extent that the lower part is strong, is seen as strong, it accesses a strength that's provided by the higher layer, even if it's seen as a separate entity. If that's true, then they're saying the same thing over here, that the benefit that results from having the top layer, that it's not going to fall apart and remain, it's going to remain with sale. I should say that even if I separate it and say Klosh, but I can still access the benefit of what the higher part of the schach is giving it. So then what's the difference? Says Ravina, no. Sukkah del Reisach mi barabanan. There, I'm not going to buy that svara of Nasa Kitzilas Machamas. There, I'm going to run with the svara of Nasa Chamas Mitzilas. Mavli drabanan. Then I'll buy the argument of Nasa Kishpun Shabbaraz. In other words, he's splitting the two arguments. One is going to be assigned to Sukkah del Reisach in one direction. The other counter argument by the case of Mavli drabanan.
So
it comes out he's accepting the argument of Nasa, Ikaushis Havilach Masmitzilasa, insofar as Sukkah is concerned.
So when he accepts Klosh, he just rejects the fact that we aren't.
He accepts Klosh, right.
With the other.
No,
accept klosh, then it wouldn't be the problem of klosh.
He does not accept klosh by sukkah. Insofar as if I would follow with klosh, I'd be left with eventually not enough tzel. So therefore, the Chum not going to let you use the principle of klosh, given the fact that the tzel will not remain as such as a rough tzel.
This is like a Mark Prentice that has tried to use this klosh. And the next step is once you have klosh, then we have the tzir with the schach alium. So Ravina accepts klosh, he just doesn't...
I know what you mean by the tzirif exactly. The tzirif, there's two things happening here. There's a klosh is coming to allow us to see the schach not as one entity. Were it to be one entity, then it's a problem, because then we see the schach as in the wrong place. If some is in the wrong place, then it's no good. That's why we explained yesterday, you need to come on to klosh. So I have to imagine the lower layer as separate from the top. If I could say the schach is really the bottom. But now that I do that, how far do I take that? Do I take that and therefore to the extreme? And therefore, if I'm really going to go with klosh, then I have to imagine all the ramifications of what would be in this lower layer of schach should I remove the top layer. And if that's true, then I'll end up with not enough tzel, because that's what's going to happen, and I won't end up with a bean that's not strong enough to be held by, and it will fall with the wind and won't be kosher from upward. But then again, I could say, no, I do say klosh, and I imagine that the lower layer is an independent schach, and that's why it can be machshir. But as far as, what would happen if I really took it away? I'm not going there. I'm not going that far. Because Lamaisa didn't really take it away. So the benefit that accrues to this low layer schach from having that top layer is still viewed as being inherent to that low layer schach. In other words, Lamaisa, it's not going anywhere. Because I have the higher support, the support from the higher part of the schach. And the beam is therefore remaining as a beam hanitalis, baruach. But klosh is still there to allow me to see the lower level of self.
So he accepts klosh like halfway.
I mean, so but what? So what Ravina said is it depends on derais mesed rabbana. By a derais, the chachamim said, I if I go with klosh, then I have to look at all the implications, and therefore if the implications would end up without enough tzel, then obviously kosh can't work here. But by mavoi, then I take kosh and I don't follow all its implications, because after all, I didn't really take it away, so I allow kosh to work. So in a sense, what he says, I'm not going to invoke the principle of kosher because of the problem that will result from it. If I imagine that, then it's going to end up without enough tzel. So then the problem is what about hutzin? Hutzin is the same issue, seemingly. If I remove the top layer from the hutzin will not remain. The hutzin are dependent on the top part, on the ikar schach, on the ikar branches. If they won't remain and to provide that sale, then I shouldn't allow that. Then again, I'm not going to say close. Just like Ravina said, that sukkah doesn't allow us to say close because he calls us havelei chamas and meruba. So then, why is hutzin any different? Clear? Everybody? Yes? So what's the Teretz Tosfos? Let's see. Zog Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar. The Hacha Yesh Lanu Lahachshir Yoser. Here, regarding Hutzin, I have more reason to be Machshir. And I'll say close. And I won't be bothered by the fact that Ikalosh is Havelei. It will turn into a chamas mitzilasa because, without the top, the hutzin will fall down. Why? Sheyesh rov hutzin. You have so many hutzin. You have a majority of hutzin. You have so many here. Uruuyin and leskayim bekal kach. It's they're fit to remain there without too much difficulty. Just you need something. You need to tweak something here. Maya sham davar someches. In other words, you just need to find some support. What is Tosis trying to say? So how does Tosis differentiating here from the case of Tzach, Nixas, and Nixas over there? Tosis says, Hutzin, the Mitzias is that it doesn't take that much to keep the Hutzin in place in a state of Tzilsim and Mechamas. In other words, If you would cut off, if you would peel away the top, so Lamaisa, what would happen without any intervention? What would happen? It would fall. But Lamaisa, does it take that much to intervene to see to it that they won't fall? Are they utterly dependent on the top layer of schach, or are there other aitzes that could easily be found to keep them there with the enough tzeil? The answer is there is a lot of aitzes you can do. You find a support for it. Putzin, you don't need that much to find a way to keep them there. Masha'enkin, in the case in the Erevin, where you have one entity of schach which has some of it above, some of it below, and I want to allow this schach to be kosher because he kaushes. And if I do peel away the top layer, then the wind is going to blow the lower level away. And now already, okay, you could probably find Aitzis connected to the wind also, but it's not as easy. Not as easy. So there, the dependency between the lower layer schach and the higher level schach is much stronger, to the extent that it's a lot harder to find alternatives. Both sides, hear carefully. I think this goes as means. To the extent that it's harder to find alternatives, not so b'kal yachol himself. So then the dependency between the layer that's below chav and the layer that's above chav is much stronger. To the extent that you peel away the higher layer schach, the lower layer schach will be in a situation that's very vulnerable to becoming chamasim u'mesilasa. If I think hard enough and I, be very creative and strategic, yeah, fine. But lemaisa, the dependency is much greater. And therefore, that's where I say ikaushes habila becomes a problem. Hutsin are different. Hutsin, sheesh rov hutsin. And it just needs a little something to keep that there. So maisa, kaushes, and I'll still find an easy eitzah. Find an easy eitzah, therefore the lower, then ikaushes works. Because I have alternatives which are available to me. That's Tosas chiluk. Let's see how Tosas presents it in Erevin, the Yeshulomar. Basically the same thing. Kemat. The Hasa Mairi, she is Harbi Hutsim, she cholam with Skayim Bekal Aidesnich. So the Pshat is as we're saying, if you can find easy ways to keep it there, even if I will peel away the low layer, the high layer, but the easy ways to compensate, if the easy ways to compensate, then I can say cautious and run with it and not be concerned about the Havilei, because again, the dependency is not as strong. There's easy ways to compensate, but if the compensation alternatives are not as available, not as easy, like in the case of the Stam Schach, so then the Gemara presented the problem of Havel Chamas Misilas. This is so far one Mahalach to explain the two Sugyas, Sugya of Hutsin, Sugya of Mikzeh Schach. All this is resting on what assumption, which assumptions? Again, a couple of things. Let's present one of the assumptions so far present in Tosas Sukkah and part one of Tosas Erevin. The meaning of Chamasim is?
That it's going to actually fall.
Right now, if you peel the top layer, you would have an upsell, but it's not going to stay that way. Right? And why does that have to be the Pshat? Because there's another assumption that's behind this. What? Because otherwise you couldn't explain how anyone could be... Were it to be a case that you would not have, even by itself, Silasa Meruba, then you couldn't have anyone be in Machshir, because I'd be presented with the other problem of Mitztarev Schach Pazah Schach Kasher, which is assuming, therefore, that that problem exists even by Bavtuan. This is where we are. Now, Tosis is going to present here an alternative back in Erevin, which is going to change the whole face of the Sugya, and then if there's going to be a Kasha from the two Sugyas, it's going to be a very different Kasha. This is more or less retracing our steps from yesterday, but having seen the sugyas inside. Yeah?
What does Rov Hutsin mean?
How did you read it, Rov Hutsin?
I mean, like, there's a lot.
Many? Rov could mean Harbe.
Or Harbe. The majority of the Schach was the Hutsin. So there's more Hutsin on the bottom.
Majority of the Schach.
And that's why I wasn't involved.
Well, I don't know if it means Rov Hutsin relative to the top.
Harbe,
I don't know.
Hutsin,
like I think Rov is like Harbe. Rov Hutsin, it means Harbe Hutsin, right? Rov Mshiucha, but Rov Chazionos, right? Harbe, Rov is Harbe. Ki Hashem Hoga, a Rov Pisha'eha, right? Eicha. Rov mean Harbe. Could be. And how else you'd read it? Rov Majority Hutsin, that's the majority of what?
You mean if the Schach,
like that.
Rove chutzah means majority of the schach. Don't know. I'm hearing, but I don't know what it would mean exactly. So that's why William is kind of the cow.
But there's like more majority of the schach was below 20. Was like the chutzah was below 20. So if you took off the top, it wouldn't take much to replace it. You put something like to hold it, something easy to hold it up, just like the because top was.
But we're taking away the top regardless. So what's the difference? How many chutzim there are?
Because if a lot of it was above 20, when you cut that off, that was a lot of support that you
so
lost.
So it still could mean if you say it means harbe, it could also mean that. I mean,
either
way. Okay. Yes, Rafi. Yeah.
Rashi, when he's describing chutzim.
Rashay and Hatuyin. Rashi in Erev and Rashi in Sukkah. Hutzin Shelschach Rashayim Hatuyin. The tips of the branch. Imagine the branches of the Schach and the tips are dangling down.
So it seems like you might disagree with Tosus.
Tosus is
saying it's like so much barely being held up. Here
it's
like fully totally
on the
thing above it. Just like
the tips are hanging down. No, but again, Tosus is discussing the Ikausha scenario. The question is what would happen if you would cut in the middle. Okay, so you have to know how Rashi would win on here. Now here, I mean, Lemaisa Hutzin means what it is. I don't know if there's a machokes. Lemaisa Hutzin are what they are. I don't know if there's a dispute. See, we're going to put the machokes exactly where they hang it on, what the definition is. The definition is what it is. I don't know what the case is. Avram.
I'm just going to ask, I apologize about the
Matthias
question, but like if you have like tips of leaves,
I think that the tips are the leaves. As I understand it, it's like you have the branches and you have the leaves are like the tips of the branches.
So how could you move
the one that was shown and say, how could you move?
Tips like float.
So it says you put some support on it. You find some support. Dabra has some
lachas, you know. No, but meaning that has to be 100% support. Like,
no, so you find something to keep it in, you know, to keep it from falling.
Can you just add something?
Huh?
Can you just add something?
Add something. Find something to what?
Who's it fall? It just says she'd be father. It doesn't have to be the way they're aligned, but it creates for more, or like they're woven or something. You know, I'm saying also, like, you see people have those loose bamboo things, meaning if they're not positioned correctly, there could be more common than cell.
To keep it in place. I mean, I swear the other Rishonim, when they talk about Ikaushas, the problem they talk about Yibash, it's going to get dried up. It's not connected. Tosus says Yipol. What does Tosus say further? Now, back in Erevin, in Sukkah, all we have is one perspective on the Sugya, which would present the question in terms of why Tzilasa Meruba by Hutzin is Kasher. And the answer that Tosus gives, that Ikaushis, again, Ikaushis is a necessary ingredient to be Machshir, Tosus takes for granted. But Ikaushis seems to have a drawback that Tosus is identifying. We link that to Ravina, as Tosus in Erevin does, which means Ikaushis was based on the Rabbanan, as we noted. We learned upshot that way. But meanwhile, there is such a Shita that would not allow Ikaushis to work based on the reasoning that Tosus presents, that Havile would become Chamasim Ruba, which Tosus distinguishes and differentiates between the mitzias by Hutzin and that of Miksas Chach Lamao Miksas Lamata by Hutzin. There are easier ways to keep it intact, even if you will cut in between. Okay. Now, Tosus in Erevin gives us another side to this. Ba'od nu chaloma. So Tosus continues now, and he presents, vis-a-vis how he began the Tosus in Erevin, a different perspective. When the Gemara says, and this is what the Dibar Maskov Tosus was in Erevin, Ikaushis havli chamasim mitzilasa. So initially Tosus says, Mefarish ri, chamasim mitzilasa, al yedei sheyavah haruach v'yafazer, because right now it is silasa meruba, if you peel away, you have enough sail, but it will eventually become the opposite, and it will be more chama. Now he's suggesting, no, nuchaloma hakad ikaushis rei, havli chamasim meruba, al yedei kri shelechud. Just the peeling itself, what am I left with? I'm left with chamasim ruba. In other words, the lower layer schach does not itself provide sufficient sail. ומצטרף לסכך דלמעלה מחף. And what is it that's going to give you the naftzel, therefore? You're going to have to come on to the tzchach that's above chaf. What was the reason Tosus didn't want to say this? He had an aversion to this earlier. He said, what do you do with Gish Nabas? It says, Mitzukah Kasher. After all, the problem is Mitztarev. So Tosus now addresses it. Ulish Nabasra, that it's Kasher. The Lochashiv Kolkach Tzchach Pasel. Lush and Tosus, Lochashiv Kolkach Tzchach Pasel. It's not really Tzchach Pasel. Inherently, the schach would be kosher if the location was different. So again, Tosus doesn't quote here any names, but this is what we saw yesterday. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Tosus quoted it in Sukkah Daf Tes on the days. L'malo mi'esem l'chashiv schach paso me'achash en apsul el machmas gova. Tosus on Daf Tes on the days. And therefore, for Rabbeinu Tam, there's no problem of mitzdarif. What would be now the issue within Rabbeinu Tam to address in terms of the two sugyas and squaring them together? Says Tosus, however, miyu avokasha rather avokasha digabay hutsin amrinan v'im lav pasul. What case is Tosus identifying by us? Im lav, meaning if it's chamasa meruba mitzilasan, it's going to be pasul. What's the problem? In the sugyan ervin, it's not so clear. Sugyan ervin, we've established now according to Rabbeinu Tam that the case is that lower layer schach doesn't have enough tzel, but together with the top layer, you do have enough, and there's no problem of mitzdar schach pasul schach kasher because the malam mechav is not a problem of schach pasul. Now we have different lishonos about what's the halacha there. No, and by Hudson it's clearly defined as what? As no good, if chamasa meruba. But Tosa says, how does it square with the sugyan ervin? Ulishna basra dahacha, machshirinan afil chamasa meruba mitzilasa. According to Ulishna basra, this case, which Tosa has now established to be what? That the low layer schach were it to be by itself, divorced from the top layer, would not have enough tzel, and yet what did the Basra say? That would be kosher. So how come by Hutzin it's different? How come by Hutzin we say that in the case of Imlav it's going to be pasul? How do we now understand the case of Hutzin that's no good? Why wouldn't it be kosher according to the Lashon in Erevin that says that that case that we now say is similar, that the lower layer of schach would not have silasim, but only be tzir of the top, but that would be kasha. So then why is hutzin pasul? This is the reverse kasha on this sugya. This is according to Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha would be on the v'im lav pasul. How does that fit with Lishna Basra? Tosa says a couple of things. Miyu, Lishna kamanicha. But if we want to square sukkah with Ervin, the sugya of Hutzin with the sugya of Ervin, we can do it if we follow Lishna Kama in Ervin. Now, what does Lishna Kama say in Ervin? Everybody remember. What does it say? Sukkah is pasul. And why is it pasul? Midirabanan. Either because what? Because Liyachid hu lo midkar, so it's a gzeira, or stam sukkah dorai sachmi barabanan. So what Tosus is now suggesting is just fathom this. That when we read our Gemara of Hutzin, according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to this perspective, the imlav pasul, what type of a psul? It's Rabban. Interesting. Do we hold that the Lishna Kama, leave the halacha? Leave the halacha son? No. If anything, we go with the maskana, zebizek kasher, chalal sukatnan. These are piske halachos of Beis Medrash of Ravashi, Rashi told us, right? Piske halachos. Ravashi's Beis Medrash had a case, and the psak was presented. Hutzin, tzilasa meruba pasul. I mean tzilasa meruba kasher. Sorry, the imlav pasul. And that's true because it goes to Lishna Kama. Lishna Kama Nicha. Lishna Kama says Sukkah is Pasul, but we don't hold that way.
So it's
Explains, because it means that the Stam Gemara in Sukkah Dav Dalet, which is Piske Alochas of Esmer Shem Ravashi, according to this suggestion of Tosfos, would be not Kefi Halacha. Strange, more than strange. I mean, number one, that's a Drabbanan is strange, but that it would be Shlo Kefi Halacha. We don't hold like that much. Really, according to the Rabbeinu Tam's take on the Ketzugin Erevin, you should end up saying Kasher, and we say Ma Pasul here. But this is one possibility. Lishna Kamanicha. Second answer. Go ahead, Daniel.
The second answer is that...
What are you going to ask? Your question. I'll read the second answer. Second, what's your... I think what Tosis is suggesting, Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah Dav Dalet, would mean that what is a Pesach Halacha Rashi's Beis Medrash is not consistent with the Halacha. Because we don't hold like Lishna Kama. We hold that Sukkah is Kasher. We hold like, that was that Kasher even. More comes out. But we hold that this case is Kasher. And the Pesach Halacha Rashi would say, Mlaf Pasim. No, not Tosis. No, because the Gemara in Sukkah is listing Piskei Halachos of Rav Ashi. It's Rashi says this in the very beginning of Gemara Beis. It's the very beginning of the Gemara.
Just Halacha today is
Moshe Nevazra. Who said that Tosis is holding the Halacha of Moshe Nevazra? Because Rava comes here, we have to talk about the last part of the Gemara. That seems to be the Maskana in Erevin. To see that piece for itself, the Halal Sukkah, I want to get to that. Does that include Klosh? Does it not include Klosh? A lot of discussion. What is that? What's happening there? It's coming up. This is one teretz for, within Rabbeinu Tam's approach, that the sugya in the Erevin is discussing that you need the tziruf of the Schach Lamala to get to Tzosa Meruba, and yet there's a shita that says Kasher. And problem is, why by Hutzin, in the same type of case, we are saying Vimlav Pasuk. So one pshat is in the Chanami. It doesn't square with the Lishna Basra. It only squares the Lishna Kama that says Pasuk. And it means the Rabbanan then.
So how are we exactly explaining like Schach above 20? So it's just good schach. How
it's not going to be kasher to be machshir the sukkah, but it's not inherently called schach pasul for the problem called mitzdarit. In other words, and according to Rabbi Yonatan, there's another chiddush here. In other words, it can be machshir the shir as well. Right.
So
in other words,
it's not good schach.
That's a sugi for that test. Yeah. It's good schach in a sense, but its location is problematic.
But I'm saying chutz and yordin. If chutz and yordin are
yes.
So what about the schach above head? Why can is that able to be start with the hoods in the organ?
So Tosus thinks it should.
So how is that working? Meaning it's schach pasul, but it's just working?
It's not schach pasul. That's the point. The real time does not view the schach pasul. If you would lower it would be fine. So then you can be masking the shear with schach amal michav can be masking the shear.
But I can't have all my schach.
What?
What's the difference?
That's Tosis Kash. That's what we're reading right now. That's Tosis Kash. This is part of Tosis Kash. According to the first part of Tosis in Erevin and Tosis in Sukkah, what's the answer? Why the imlav pasul? Chori, have a simple answer. Why the imlav pasul? Why the Hutzin are Chamsa Meruba is it Pasul? You have to say very much. What's the answer?
Because
Chach Pasul is Chach Kasher. Walk away from it. That's it. Because Chach Amal Michav is Chach Pasul, it's a problem of Mitzdarek. According to Rabbeinu Tam, on the other hand, it's not called Chach Pasul.
I know it's not all of it. I'm saying Rabbeinu Tam would agree that not all my Chach can be above 20. So, I mean, obviously,
if I have mixed Chach,
it's part and part. So I'm saying, What's different when it's just partly?
It can be maskim. It can be maskim the shiur, seemingly, according to Rabbeinu Tam.
The
Baal Mechav is not called Schach Pasul. So why does it say by Hutzin Imlav Pasul? That's Tosis' problem. Says Tosis, you're right. It doesn't work except for the Lishna Kama, and it would only mean the Rabbana, Dindra Rabbana. That's one answer. Inami. A second answer. This is within Rabbeinu Tam. Gabi Hutzin Yeshlifso Yoser. There's more reason by Hutzin to disqualify than by Mixas Chacham Alamat. Ho'il va'agudim elyonim va'atachtonim zebazeh. Since the top and the bottom are so intertwined, the ikaushis yipo hakol. If you're going to start stripping away one layer, it's all going to come crashing down. Hutzin are different than stam mixaschach amalamata. Mixaschach, what allows me to be machshir again by every situation of mixaschach amalamata? What allows me to be machshir? Tosis still is consistent. What do you have to say? What principle? Kalshis. You have to strip away, and therefore I can say that that the schach that's working here is in the right place. The fact that it can be mashrim according to Rabbeinu Tam from above, that's okay. But I have to say kalshis. But kalshis is going to work in the sugyan erevin, but it won't work by hutzin. Because if I'm going to try to create a break in the case of a piece of schach in erevin, that's fine. So I can split it, and then I have the lower part, which is the good schach, and even if I'm being mashrim with the tail of the top, that's okay. That's fine. That's fine for ikaushis. But it won't work. Ikaushis will not work by hutzin. Why? Because by hutzin, it's so inseparable that what's going to happen if I would imagine I'd be cutting it? Everything would fall down. Yes, interesting. It comes out, in this regard, hutzin is worse for ikaushis. Right. In the other side of Tosis, we were saying that using ikaushis by hutzin is easier because there's an alternative how to support it. So it's more easy to say ikaushis by hutzin than over there by schach, by regular schach. But Rabbeinu Tam, it comes out as far as hefach, that it's harder to say ikaushis because if you imagine splitting this, it's all going to come down. But I ask you a pshat question. So that's in the case of what? Of Imlav, if Chamasa Meruba. No, what if it's a case of Tzilasa Meruba? By the Hutzin? Kasha. Why? Kasha, Yipol HaKol. Wait. What's the Bintam going to do with that case? How does that work? What's the difference? I mean, L'chora, how can that work? Now, like, think about this for a second. Is this a pure question I'm asking, or what?
No, why
would
you
kalash? Because
what
then you grow it.
No, it's kasher. Why would you kalash?
Why would you want it to be kalash? Why would you want it?
That's what we spoke about yesterday. Otherwise, it's all one schach, which is above.
L'chor, you have to. Don't you need to split it in order to allow the schach below to be viewed as separate? But then again, to your defense. Mm-hmm. But when the Gemara discussed yikalashes, what was the context of saying yikalashes in the Gemara? When I had enough tzel below, or I didn't have enough tzel below. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the discussion of the Gemara was limited where I did not have tzel below, and I'm using the top to the mitzdaref, and it's okay to the mitzdaref. And that's when the Gemara pushed the svar of the kaushis, that it should work, or maybe it won't work, but maybe nasa. So we never saw the Gemara using the svar of the kaushis in the context of where I have enough, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that is, where I had enough tzel below. And I'm asking a question, if Tosis is saying here that you can't say ikaushis by hutzin because yipo hakol, it's all intertwined, so why in the case of tzilasa meruba by hutzin does it work? Could be for Rabbeinu Tam, the standards of ikaushis are different in terms of where you have enough tzel amata. You see, the Gemara never really invoked ikaushis in the context of having enough tzel amata. So it could be that in that case, it doesn't bother me that maybe Yipol HaKol, maybe it's the Gemara never pushed back on Ikaushis in connection to a case where you have enough Tzel Amat. Again, needs more of a Hesper perhaps, but L'chor, that's something to notice. Tosa says as far as knew what's the difference in the case of Tzel Sabirupa by Hutzin. But again, the Gemara never discussed Ikaushis in such a case. So that gives Rabbeinu Tam a little more wiggle room. So it comes out, we have l'chor, two different dimensions, two different takes on the sugyas, right? Again, to just drill it home, right? According to one perspective in the sugya, just to ask you in Havana, this last svar of Tosis, is it a svar del Reis or svar del Rabbana? Tosis is defending Rabbeinu Tam, the imlav pasuk. It should be kasher according to the Lishna of Basra. He says, no, because they're so intertwined. So therefore you can't say ikaushis. Is this a reason, the Raisa or the Rabbana?
Indirect.
think so. So then it comes at the two terutzim of a big nafka mina. The first teretz of Tosfos is lishna kama nicha, means the imla pasavay husin, it's a psul, what level? The rabbanan. And then the inami of Tosfos is a psul derais. Interesting. Yeah, it comes out, big nafka mina. What's pasul? Avram, yeah.
So I just have two things. So potentially, in terms of your question about like how could it be that if it's kosher, if it's bound like wound up, how could it be kosher?
When it's most sale, when it's most sale, yeah.
Maybe Tosfos is saying that you employ this tactic of like they're bound up whenever you want to do the starfit, but if you're just doing kolosh, then it's okay. Meaning, if it's good enough by itself, it has enough shade.
Yes.
You could do kolosh. And separate it. You don't consider it.
Seems
the fact
that seems to be the
but
point.
If you do
yeah,
the wind
yeah.
up and you need it from the start, then you can't.
You're saying a little more of a hesbo, which I'm glad. I mean, in other words, this what we're trying to say is the chiluk. Kolosh is easier for a ben otam when there is already enough schach, enough sail below. Now, there, the fact that the quote unquote inseparable, whatever, it doesn't bother me because I have it already. I see good schach lamat. If I see perfect schach lamat, then good. I may need to do some kind of imaginary cutting, but I don't have to follow the implications of it in the same way. Whereas in a case where I need the tziruf, and to begin with they're ready, you know, and bound up together, and then I have to separate it, and what's going to be if I separate it, it's all going to come crashing down. That's what Tosfos said is slow. I mean, he's giving more of a twist to it.
Don't Ravina then fit in all that
cops? We're going to Rabbeinu Tam now? Where are you going? Ravina, according to...
Rabbeinu Tam, according to this answer, Ravina, Nolish Nakama, where does that hold by Kalshus, and how would he explain it?
I mean, he doesn't hold by Kalshus.
By Sukkah, which is there, right? So if he doesn't hold by Kalshus, then how would he explain?
What did Ravina say? Ravina just said, Sukkah, Del Reis, Achmil, Barabbanan. So why did he say that? So we explained Tosfos assumed that means that he doesn't buy the kashrus because it would separate. But again, for Ben Otam, all that is in a limited context. The context where the lower level schach did not have enough tzel. Again, in our sugya, we're talking about where the lower level schach, quote unquote, the hoots didn't have enough tzel.
So there, for,
that's the case, that's kasher.
For me, it would be masking that you could say kashrus.
Yeah, I mean, whatever you say, that's, you know, is the same thing for whatever. You know, it's a svar l'chalik that we're saying. Again, the ha'ara is important. So where are we? So just again, to hear clearly the two issues here, many issues, but how it all plays out in terms of the sugyas, right? There are numerous factors that are kind of, you know, hanging in the balance here. The issue of schach amal michav, whether it's called schach pasul or not, in terms of the problem of mitzdarit, that's going to influence whether you how to learn pshat in the Gemara in Erevin, when the Gemara introduces the point that if ikalshes havelech amasav nu mitzilasa, because there is a mandama that says kasher. And in order to allow that, you have to assume that there's no problem of mitzdarit. Schach pasul, schach pasul. If you hold that lamal michav is called schach pasul, then you have to assume that there is enough tzel in the lower level schach. And that's where there's no problem of mitzdarit. And then you're going to have to assume that, what does it mean, havilei, that a reason that you don't say ikalosh is havilei, that svara would mean, we evolve into that. If I go that route, then I have to deal with the issue of hutsin and why it says by hutsin that it will be kasher. Right, tzilas and meruba. After all, they're going to fall away. So this is where Tosfos in Sukkah comes in, and the beginning of Tosfos in Erevin comes in, and then they give the teretz that by hutsin it's better because it's easier to compensate if you have to, if you cut it, but you'll find other ways to keep the hutsin together, and therefore I can say ikalshus, and you need ikalshus to be machshir. If you don't have rove tzel, then why is it a problem? Imla pasul. Simple answer. Tosfos. What's the answer? Tosfos in Sukkah? Tosfos in Erevin in the beginning? Why? What's the problem? Mitzdarf schach pavet schach kash. Because that is in fact the case. If you have schach umal michaf, and if you don't have enough tzeh lamata, then I have a problem with mitzdarf. If, on the other hand, I go to Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam doesn't view schach umal michaf as schach pasul. So therefore, for him, it could be maskim the shir. Therefore, the pshat in the Gemara in Erevin is different. The pshat in the Gemara of East Kalshus Havilei means, like the word suggests, right now, you're going to have not enough tzel. There's still a mandama that says kasher in the end, because he's willing to use the schach of mala to be maskim, because it's not really called schach pasul. If that's the case for Ben Otam, there's no kasha on the case of chora, the case of of hutzin where it's roped tzilasa meruba, because it's not going to stay in the situation of roped sail. So what? What do I see? I don't say ikalshis if it's not going to remain that way. The Gemara only said in Erevin, I don't say ikalshis if right now I'm going to be stuck with chamasa meruba. So the kasha that Tosis is asking is not a kasha. Tosis had to go afuke Rabbeinu Tam in order to build his kasha. Rabbeinu Tam, the kasha will be in the other direction. According to Rabbeinu Tam, what do we do with the case Imlav Pasul? Why is it different than the Manda Omar that says over there that it will be kasha by Sukkah? But here you have the answer Tosis gives in the Chanami. It only goes like the Lishna Kama that says Pasul. Or that Svara that since they're bound together, so then it's harder to say kashas, but apparently that's not going to be a problem in the case where you have tzilasa meruba. Meanwhile, we have chidushim in terms of what Tosis was asking. The kasha was it should be pasul drabanan, not a psul deraisa. And in Rabbeinu Tam, Tosis says it's a psul drabanan by the case of imlav pasul. In the last terz of Tosis, the inami, we weren't sure. Again, this is all getting our feet wet a little bit, right? Okay. We still have to deal with the end of the Gemara there, the Chalal Sukkah tonight. What does that do? What does it change? Mr. Shem will continue on. Okay.